One of the top vibraphonists in jazz history, Milt Jackson, died on Saturday at the age of 76. He had liver cancer. Jackson was a founding member of the Modern Jazz Quartet, which was known for its subtlety, combining the sensibilities of jazz and chamber music. Jackson and two of the other founding members had previously been in the rhythm section of Dizzy Gillespie's band. The MJQ dissolved in 1974, then reunited for several tours in the 80s. From the 1974 MJQ recording, The Complete Last Concert, this is Django. I spoke with Milt Jackson in 1983 and asked him how the vibes became his instrument. He told me he played other instruments first.
Well, in high school, I was playing drums. But I'd already finished my courses, in other words, half a term, and I don't have anything to do with research and helping other students. And that year when they bought some instruments, they bought a xylophone and a marimba. So my music teacher asked me, why didn't I try this? If it would give me something to do. You know, because I had too much time on my hands, unoccupied, in other words. He said, this will give you something to do, keep you out of trouble. And I just got hung up with the instrument right away.
Did you try to do anything to the instrument that would intentionally set you apart from Lionel Hampton and Red Norvo?
Yeah, two things. Style, first of all, and then the vibrato, which I discovered on that instrument because of a speed control. That's what made the sound unique. And original, in other words, because I learned how to slow it down to get the sound I wanted. And there's more feeling, for people who can understand this, in the sound that way, as opposed to having a faster vibrato. Also, secondly, which most people don't know, I started out my career as a singer also, not as a player. And that is the way I sang.
With that kind of vibrato? When you started with the Modern Jazz Quartet in 1952, did you have any idea it would stay together for 22 years?
No way in the world, no.
It's very rare for any group to stay together that long. Do you think it was chemistry between you or the music that was responsible for that longevity?
I guess partially because, like you said, that's longer than marriages last. You know? And it is very miraculous that we stayed together that long. But I think, I guess it's sort of the mutual respect of each other, and respect for the musicianship, and the idea of the format that we had in mind was very definite, and I think these things sort of helped to really keep it together as long as it stayed. Because we had a reputation in a round robin sense. That is, aside from the music, you know, we're also known for the way we dressed and approached the stage. All of this was done methodically, you know. We even practiced walking on stage and things like this. So everything with that group was some sort of plan that had been laid out for whatever we did.
Part of that plan was the formal attire that you wore.
Yes.
And playing in concert
Yes.
halls.
Yes. And there were, like I said, very definite reasons for that being that, I think that we all felt at the time that would help to bring the level of respect back to the music. Now, when I say back, I'm going back to the days when I was a kid and used to go to see Duke Ellington. I'm talking about when I was like 9, 10, 11 years old, that kind of thing. And to go and see those bands was the most fascinating thing in the world. And they wore tuxedos and tails, like the Modern Jazz Quartet. And I feel that if we hadn't lost that level of respect in the music itself, I think many more people would respect that music because that music is given to a very high intellect also.
Well, Milt Jackson, you mentioned Bag's Groove a moment ago, and can you talk a little bit about writing this? And it's become a song that, like, your theme, really.
Well, yeah. fortunately enough, when you reach, I guess, the echelon that I have reached, which I'm very grateful for, of course, there's usually a tune, or maybe sometimes you're lucky, one or two tunes that would actually identify you and establish you as an artist and your originality in the eyes of the public. And that particular tune is the one, of course. And the last count, there was like 44 recorded, I'm talking about 44 different recorded versions of that tune. I say that merely to say that should have automatically made me a millionaire right off the bat. However, the business doesn't go that way. Being known for that tune, you know, there's a lot of pride and respect in the fact that people know that's who it is when they hear that music. They either know I played it or wrote it.
Milt Jackson recorded in 1983. He died Saturday of liver cancer.